From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Wednesday, July 2nd. Coming up, a transgender migrant woman in Chicago talks about her journey trying to find a place to live where human rights are protected. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois environmental advocates are working on building relationships with policymakers while the state legislature is in recess. Several progressive groups gathered at a convention in Champaign this past weekend to discuss their priorities. Kate Caldwell was there representing the Illinois Environmental Council. She says her organization has a number of sustainability goals for the state.
The first thing that comes to mind is definitely the need for us to reduce single-use plastics. I think that has been an interesting conversation that we've worked on for years and something that we're really trying to work towards.
The council's other goals include expanding access to clean transportation options and providing assistance to farmers. Caldwell says advocates are working to connect with state, federal, and local politicians, as well as Democratic and Republican lawmakers on addressing environmental concerns. The U.S. has seen the second highest number of tornadoes for this time of year in the last 15 years. Harvest Public Media's Kate Grumke reports climate change could also be shifting where those tornadoes are happening.
Scientists say tornadoes have been becoming more common out of what we traditionally think of as Tornado Alley, around Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Nebraska. Jana Hauser is an associate professor at The Ohio State University.
That is, we think, tied to climate change-related processes, particularly with like the hydrological cycle. So the central U.S. has been having some hot, dry years that have decreased the tornado counts.
This year so far, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, and nearby states have seen hundreds of tornadoes. Scientists say tornadoes are also increasingly happening in cooler months. I'm Kate Grumke, Harvest Public Media.
A new president started working yesterday at Millikan University in Decatur. His name is Dean Pribinow. He comes to Millikan from Elmhurst University near Chicago, where he was vice president for academic affairs and dean of faculty. Pribinow succeeds Jim Reynolds, who retired in March as president of Millikan. The private university is affiliated with the Presbyterian Church USA and enrolls around 1,800 students. In a statement, Pribinow says he looks forward to working with local community leaders to help both Decatur and Millikan thrive. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a measure he says will rein in so-called pharmacy middlemen. Pharmacy benefit managers are third parties that manage prescriptions for insurance companies. They have been accused of colluding to send patients to pharmacies that they own and reimbursing smaller pharmacies less money for the same drugs. This bipartisan measure makes those tactics and more illegal. Republican State Senator Dale Fowler of Harrisburg says this is crucial for rural areas like his.
We are drawing a bold line in the sand and saying no more. No more will unchecked pharmacy benefit managers operate in the shadows, draining the life from our local pharmacies and driving up the cost of care for patients.
This was a top legislative priority for Pritzker. The law takes effect in January. Still to come, a transgender migrant woman in Chicago talks about her journey trying to find a place to live where human rights are protected. That story is coming up next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, sunny with a high of 88 degrees and a west wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 68 degrees, a west wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 92 degrees, a west wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 70 degrees, south wind 5 miles per hour. And for Friday, sunny with a high of 93 degrees and a southwest wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on The 21st Show, an iconic American company, U.S. Steel, is now owned by the Japanese firm Nippon. We'll talk about what that means for steelworkers in Illinois, plus how cuts to a food assistance program at the Federal Department of Agriculture are already affecting Illinois farmers. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 in 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. For some people, last month's Pride celebrations came with mixed feelings. President Donald Trump issued a series of executive orders targeting transgender and non-binary people. He also ramped up his aggressive mass deportation campaign. So for transgender migrants seeking asylum in the United States, life has become even more dangerous and unpredictable. Adriana Cardona McGeegod met up with a transgender woman from Venezuela who's facing that uncertainty.
Esto me le costaba $1,300 y él me lo dejó en 780.
On a recent morning, Tere proudly shows off the furniture she got at a great discount when she first moved into her two-bedroom apartment on Chicago's South Side.
Quisiera como jueguito con los muebles.
She's carefully curated her living room. There's a matching gray carpet to go with the sofa. Tere entered the U.S. legally in 2023 when Joe Biden was president and has a pending asylum case. WBC is not using her full name because she now fears deportation. Sitting in her tidy living room, she feels a sense of pride about what she's achieved. She has an apartment, a job, and she's able to access the HIV treatment and gender-affirming care that she needs. But her journey hasn't been easy. Back in Venezuela, her life was hard. She remembers being beaten terribly when she was 8 years old. Her mom had just found a letter she wrote to a boy marked with lipstick kisses. She was sent to therapy, and her brother abused her physically and verbally because she was trans, forcing her to leave her home and move in with relatives when she was 13. She began to transition a few years later, letting her hair grow, dressing like a woman. She says, I had my breast implants when I was 25. But as the Venezuelan economy collapsed, she also experienced more violence. She was harassed on the streets. Men threw bottles and rocks at her at times on her way home. She says she was almost raped once. So then she tried her luck in Colombia and Peru. After facing similar discrimination, she embarked on a journey to the United States, crossing the Darien Gap. And she waited in Mexico for an appointment with U.S. Immigration at the border. She almost missed that appointment because the U.S. immigration officer called her by her birth name. She says they were confused because her documents show a male name.
Nombre de hombre, y ellos estaban confused.
Tere made it across the border. She was among the more than 50,000 migrants who were flown or bused to Chicago from Texas. She lived in a couple mixed-gender migrant shelters where she says she faced discrimination. She was denied access to the woman's bathroom at times and had to wait until the evening to shower. One time, I was going to the woman's bathroom and a staffer told me I shouldn't be there. I said, don't you see that I'm a female? And she said, no, you should go to the men's bathroom. I said, oh, okay. But I still went to the woman's bathroom. I came out and I reported her. Once she landed a cleaning job and moved into her apartment with a 3-month rent voucher, life seemed to be going in the direction she always wanted. Everything I have, it's been with a lot of effort. In her free time, she goes out for ice cream. On Sundays, she likes going to church. But lately, she's been feeling more anxiety. Tere says she came to the U.S. to start a new life. She thought human rights were protected here. Many asylum seekers like Tere have been arrested and detained. And the president has also cut federal funding for healthcare programs. And she worries about losing her health insurance. For now, she's taking one day at a time. Trying to go unnoticed on the streets, she feels really lonely. But she's hoping that she can enjoy her beautiful, tidy living room for as long as she can.
That's it for today. 2 in 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Stephanie Mosqueda, Kate Grumke, Jim Meadows, Alex Degman, and Adriana Cardona McGeegod. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 in 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.